com. What is up? Greetings and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity, skin diseases like acne and psoriasis, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this is just business as usual for the human body. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you have a success story, if you have a testimonial, if you have a question about the longevity formulations, or if you simply want to contribute to the conversation, 866-582-9933 is your number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the products you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, any of the products advertised, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products you hear us talk about on the program, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as I sip on it as I speak to you right now. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a multivitamin mineral complex powder. It tastes great. It's easy to absorb. It's around $50 a canister, and if you're like most folks, you're going to notice results within one or two doses. You can also find the Ultimate Enzymes up on the shopping cart. Soon you'll find the Nightly Essence, which will be my second favorite longevity product, the Nightly Essence Digestive Enzyme and Probiotic product. Hopefully that will be out sometime next week. And that will be up on the shopping cart at brightsideben.com. You will also find articles and videos and a Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. You can click on that link if you want to start a longevity business, or if you simply want to get your products at the wholesale price. Click on the link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. Somebody will get back to you with information. Or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team directly at 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on the Bright Side. We're talking about zits or acne, pimples. We'll do a quick review of the formation of a zit. Actually, the initial stages of the formation of a zit. Step one, microinflammation that's caused by nutritional deficiencies, fat metabolism issues, problems digesting or absorbing fats. Skin is a fatty organ. Pimples, acne is a fatty condition. It has to do with fatty nutrients, essential fatty acids, fat malabsorption, digestive health issues. All this comes together to disrupt skin cell growth. Skin cells grow crazy and disorganized. And by the way, this nutritional, this digestive and nutritional link is important because, first of all, because it gives us control over the health of our skin. And second of all, because many of us have heard our doctors tell us, oh, diet has nothing to do with acne. It doesn't matter what you eat. It has nothing to do with food. This disempowering nonsense that you hear from medical professionals just serves to take the power away from us, of course, and put the power back into the hands of the dispensing medical professional, the doctor, or perhaps the pharmacist. The digestive link and the nutritional link is key when it comes to all health issues, but specifically when it comes to the skin. In fact, even more so when it comes to the skin, because the skin is growing rapidly. Anytime tissue or cells are moving rapidly, the skin, the digestive system, the heart, the brain, these are very fast-moving systems, the nervous system, these fast-moving systems are specifically are extra dependent on nutrition and extra dependent on digestive health. There's a very powerful link between the skin and the digestive system. It's actually called the skin-gut axis. And the skin-gut axis breakdown is the first step that goes awry when it comes to the development of pimples. Cells going crazy. Step two of the zit formation, of the formation of a zit, is excess secretion of oils. Insulin, sugar will, and blood sugar will increase the secretion of skin oils. High-calorie diets, processed carbohydrates, not talking veggies here. The male hormone testosterone, and stress hormone cortisol, all of these will wreak havoc on oil-making cells in the skin. They're called sebocytes, and these sebocytes will respond by making lots of sebum, skin oil. That's the technical name for skin oil. And then in addition, deficiencies in essential fatty acids, either because you're not taking your ultimate EFAs or you're not absorbing them, this will lead to the creation of a stickier, thicker, inflammatory version of skin oil. So you have lots of skin oil, you got cells growing crazy, you've got thick pro-inflammatory oils being pumped out into the pores. The net result is a recipe for skin health disaster. If these crazy growing cells cover the oil, that's called a whitehead. If they don't cover the oil, that oil will be exposed to oxygen, at which point it will oxidize, which basically means it will go rancid, and that's called a blackhead. If there's no oil around, you may just get a hard bump. That's called a milia. The hardness is created by the secretion of this fingernail-like protein out of the skin cells, out of the crazy growing skin cells. So three forms of pimples. This is not a full-blown zit yet, but three forms of breakouts. You've got whiteheads, you've got blackheads, and then you have milia. But none of this stuff is your full-blown zit yet. Whiteheads, blackheads, milia, they may be unpleasant, but they're not a zit. So what is it to make something an official pimple, an official zit? Well, when there's lots of skin oils, the disorganized, out of control, crazy growing cells will suck up that skin oil, and now you have an oil and cell complex. The cells are largely composed of protein at this point, so you basically have an oil and protein complex. The skin is home to many, many billions of bacteria that live on the skin and live normally and happily on the skin, and we don't even know we have them there. But these bacteria love oil and love protein. Now, ordinarily, you're not going to know you have these bacteria on the skin, but once your skin cells start growing crazy and once these oil complexes start to bond with the cells inside of a pore, now you got a problem. All of the bacteria that ordinarily live happily on top of the skin become trapped. They become trapped in this pore that's now being covered up with crazy skin cells, and there's lots of oil and protein sitting around. So you basically have a pore or a follicle that's plugged up with oil and plugged up with protein. It has lots of trapped bacteria within the plug. And because bacteria love to eat oil and love to eat protein, these trapped bacteria in this plug that is filled with protein and filled with oil are basically like a fat guy at a Las Vegas buffet. They got an all-you-can-eat oil and protein buffet. Bacteria on the skin love to munch on oil and protein, and they basically have an oil and protein feast. So you got crazy growing cells now, you got oil, you got protein, and now you got bacterial colonization of zillions of bacteria munching happily on the oil and the skin cell and the goop and this complex of forms in the pore. This in turn alerts the body's defense system. This is called the immune system. The skin is a major player in the immune system, as would make sense, because it's in a constant battle with the environment. So you've got these bacteria munching on protein and oil inside a pore. It alerts the immune system. The immune system is made up of millions of immune cells that are traveling through the blood and traveling through the lymph. Some of them are actually sitting in the skin, living in the skin, and their only job is to just sit there and look out for bacteria and look out for inflammation. That's their main job. When they spot a complex of bacteria and oil and protein, they go into red alert. They start to release chemicals. These cells of the immune system send out chemical signals. These chemical signals cause an opening and an expansion of blood vessels and lymph, and more immune cells pour into the area. These are called white blood cells. And they pour into the area where you have the bacteria and the oil and the complex. This is where your redness and your swelling comes from. And bingo, you got yourself your all-American zit. All right, we'll continue this discussion. We come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, sharing the good news about health and nutrition that says that whatever your health challenge is, if you understand what's going on and you take a few simple moves, mostly nutritional, some emotional, some mental, even some spiritual, you can reverse almost any kind of health ailment because the body is designed to heal. The body is designed to renew. This renewing system is built in, and that is the Bright Side message. If you have questions about health or nutrition, we welcome your calls on the Bright Side at 866 582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products or join the Brightside Ben Longevity team, go to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. Somebody will get back to you with information. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team direct at 866-735-2470. All right, we're talking about acne and breakouts. I've been getting a lot of letters about acne breakouts, and people want to know how they can deal with it. I'm going to tell you some real easy strategies, foolproof strategies that work to take care of acne, but you can't really take care of pimples, and you can't really take care of anything else when it comes to health in the body if you don't understand what's going on. So the first thing we want to do is understand just what exactly a pimple is, what exactly is it is. It's basically four steps. Step one, cells growing crazy and out of control. Step two, oil-making cells, making lots of oil, making abundant amounts of thick pro-inflammatory oil. Step number three, bacteria that live on the skin begin to colonize and grow, munching on the oil and the protein and the cells that have been growing crazy. And then step number four, the final step, and this is what it takes to create a big, red, ugly pimple, is blood and lymph vessels open up and white blood cells, your immune cells, come pouring out into the area to take care of that infection. When the blood cells open up, that's what causes the redness. The white blood cells cause the pus, inflammatory factors cause the inflammation, and the net result is a clogging, oily, red, swollen mess that we call a zit. So now that we know what a zit is, what do? How do we take care of it? Well, the best thing you could do to address pimples that are already there is remove the dead cells and remove the oil and kill the bacteria. You can use antibiotics or you can use something called benzoyl peroxide. But both of these are toxic. Both of these are best avoided. In the case of benzoyl peroxide, which is the standard acne treatment product, acne treatment ingredient that you find in products that you get at the drugstore, either over the counter or behind the counter. In the case of benzoyl peroxide, this is an especially nasty chemical. It is a classic tumor promoter. It's used in laboratories to induce tumors. When scientists want to test a chemotherapy drug or want to test some kind of anti-tumor agent, they will actually cause tumors using benzoyl peroxide, the same stuff that's in Clearasil, the same stuff that's in your standard anti-acne medicine. Now, if you buy benzoyl peroxide at the drugstore, you're only going to get 5% concentrations or sometimes 2.5% concentrations. And if you get a prescription, you can find perhaps a 10% concentration. And the tumor effects of benzoyl peroxide only occur at very high concentrations, 40%, 50%, 60% or more. So you can say, well, you know, a case can be made that we're not using enough benzoyl peroxide to induce a tumor, but does anybody really want to use even 1% of something that's a tumor-promoting agent? I don't think so. I certainly don't, and I certainly wouldn't recommend it. Not only that, but there's wonderful other alternatives, which I'll tell you about here in a second. In the case of antibiotics, by the way, you can use antibiotics to kill the bacteria on your skin, and bacteria are obviously involved, as we've explained, in the formation of a pimple, and you can use antibiotics, but if you've been listening to the Bright Side, you know that if you use antibiotics, bacteria can become resistant, and I can't tell you how many people, usually teenagers and kids, that I see on antibiotics for their acne for weeks or months or even years at a time. This is a classic way to develop bacterial resistance, and it's a silly, silly medical strategy. So if you use benzoyl peroxide, you may be able to kill bacteria and remove some of the dead cells, but you're going to run risks, benzoyl peroxide being a tumor-promoting agent. If you use antibiotics, you're going to kill the bacteria, but bacteria become resistant. So what do you do? Well, if you have pimples, if you have zits, if you have breakouts already on the skin, by far and away, the gentlest and most effective and non-toxic way to address these pimples that are already on the skin is to use something called hydroxy acids. Now, most women, at least older women, know about hydroxy acids because alpha hydroxy acids have been used in the skincare world to address aging skin and to help improve some of the effects or some of the signs of aging and photo-damaged skin. Topically, you can find alpha hydroxy acids in cleansers and toners, and I make them, and I've been formulating products with them for a long time, and I love them. And alpha hydroxy acids have some tremendously important properties. But there's a second kind of hydroxy acid called beta hydroxy acid, and technically that's called salicylic acid. It's very similar in its chemical structure to aspirin. The technical name for aspirin is acetyl salicylic acid, but plain salicylic acid can be used with tremendous benefits on the skin. Salicylic acid is a natural compound. It's found in herbs, it's found in plants, it's found in foods, and it is absolutely wonderful for helping to dissolve the oil plugs and the disorganized, crazy growing cells that form the initial acne pimple plug. And salicylic acid also has some very nice antibacterial benefits too. So if you're using salicylic acid cleansers or using salicylic toners and even salicylic acid topical creams, you can take care of the three main factors that cause the formation of pimples and basically deconstruct your zit or dismantle your zit, dismantle, take apart your pimple if you're using salicylic acid. And if you're using salicylic acid on a regular basis, you may even be able to prevent the formation of the pimple in the first place. Now, keep in mind here, you're not going to be addressing the initial causes of acne pimples, which are the crazy growing cells. These are due to nutritional deficiencies and digestive issues. We'll be talking about that in a moment. You're not going to be able to shut down the excess production of skin oils. Once again, this is due to digestive issues and nutritional deficiency issues and biochemical issues, but you will be getting rid of them as they are forming. The basic biochemical breakdown that caused the problem in the first place, that's going to still be going on. That means you may have hidden your breakdown, your dysfunction from view, but it is still percolating along underneath inside your body. You may not know what's happening, but you are still running risks for high risks for all the diseases that are associated with fat malabsorption and nutritional deficiencies and stress hormone problems and digestive issues and blood sugar issues and everything else that causes the problem in the first place. That means you're pretty much you're running risks, higher risks for all diseases. This is so important, people. Acne, pimples, breakouts, these are much more than superficial cosmetic issues. Yes, they're unpleasant to deal with from a cosmetic standpoint, but the real big problem is the biochemical breakdown that causes the problem in the first place. And this biochemical breakdown, if it's not addressed at the breakdown level, can lead you to higher risks for all kinds of degenerative diseases further on down the road. So what do you do to take care of the biochemical breakdown that's occurring underneath? We will tell you about that on our next Bright Side program. You're going to want to tune into that. We're coming back on the Bright Side with your phone calls. 866-582-9933 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Vote for radio. You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, you can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio. And advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com. That's advertise@GCNlive.com. Vote for radio.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about the formation. Actually, we'll talk about how you can handle acne pimples, how you can handle them before they come up, how you can prevent them from coming up using nutritional strategies. Once they're already there, you can use beta-hydroxy acid, salicylic acid. You can go to an esthetician, a skincare professional. They can do skin peels for you. These are great ways to help improve the appearance of a skin, of a skin that's broken out. You can improve the appearance of pimples using beta-hydroxy acids. You can also use benzoyl peroxide and antibiotics if you want to go the prescription route. I don't recommend it. These are all ways to take care of zits after they've already formed. The best way to take care of pimples is to prevent their formation in the first place, to address the biochemical breakdown that's occurring inside the body that's causing the skin cells to go crazy, that's causing the oil-making cells, the sebum cells, sebocytes, to produce abundant oil, to address the biochemical breakdown that's causing the oil to be secreted in a thicker fashion and in a more abundant fashion. And when you do that, not only will you prevent the appearance of the zits, the pimples in the first place, but you'll also be reducing your risks of degenerative diseases down the road. Folks, if you have acne breakouts today, you are running higher risks for degenerative disease breakdowns further on down the road, and that includes all diseases. It includes autoimmune diseases, it includes heart disease and hypertension, and of course it includes the biggie, which is cancer. That's right. If you are breaking out today, you are running higher risks for all fashions of degenerative disease further on down the road. So doesn't it make sense to figure out what the heck's causing the problem in the first place? You won't have your breakouts, and you'll be reducing your risks of further problems down the road. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll give you some nutritional strategies. So if you're breaking out, or you know somebody who is, you got a kid or a grandkid who is, you're going to want to tune into The Bright Side tomorrow. All right, time to take our first phone call of the day. Our number is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Tennessee and say hi to Hannah. What's going on, Hannah?
Hi, Ben. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have two questions.
Sure.
The first question is, I'm taking longevity.
Okay.
And, I remember hearing Dr. Wallach talking about, coffee impairing absorption of calcium for 12 hours. And I used to drink, 1 to 2 cups of coffee every morning. So I switched to drinking, raw cocoa powder with, I mix it with hot water and add some coconut milk because I don't tolerate dairy products. So my question is, does this though impair the absorption of calcium as well?
You said coconut milk? I didn't hear what you said. Coconut milk is what you were
putting. I'm asking if the cocoa powder will impair.
Ah, cocoa powder. Okay, here's the deal. It's not the coffee that's the problem. It's the caffeine that's the problem. Caffeine does have a suppressant effect on the absorption of calcium. I'm not sure if it's 12 hours, but if that's what Doc says, then you can go. He usually knows what he's talking about. So whatever it is, caffeine does have a suppressant effect on the absorption of calcium out of the intestine. So depending on whether your cocoa powder has caffeine or not, that's going to be determine whether or not it affects calcium absorption. It's not the coffee or the cocoa, it's the caffeine content in the coffee and the cocoa. And sometimes cocoa does have a certain amount of caffeine, although not as much as coffee. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so I don't have to worry that the theobromine in a cocoa would cause the
same.
Well,
theobromine has a similar structure to caffeine, and caffeine will do it. Based on the chemistry of theobromine, there's a possibility that it would do it. I've never really seen any studies on theobromine and calcium absorption, but I've seen a lot of studies on caffeine and calcium absorption, and theobromine has a chemical structure that is similar to caffeine, so there's a good chance that they will both have a suppressant effect on the absorption of calcium.
Okay.
I'm sorry to disappoint you on that one. Go decaf. You can do coffee, just do decaf coffee. Unless you need the caffeine.
And the second question was...
Did I answer your question, though, Hannah, on that? Did that make sense how to explain? It's the caffeine, it's not the coffee.
Right. I didn't word it correctly. I know it was he mentioned caffeine, not specifically coffee.
So do decaf. Why don't you do decaf coffee?
I'll try that.
Okay.
And my second question was in regards to the coconut milk.
Okay.
I also heard Dr. Wallach telling people to avoid all oils, including coconut oil. And I know that coconut milk has a high content of the coconut oil.
You're going to have to, me and Dr. Wallach disagree on that one, and you're going to have to go to him, because I personally think coconut oil is tremendous. It's very resistant to oxidation. All oils will oxidize. This is true. His point is well taken. You have to be extremely careful with oils, but that doesn't mean you don't want them. That just means you need to be careful with them, in my opinion. You don't want to cook with them. You want to make sure that they're fresh. You want to make sure you're using them, that you're keeping them in the refrigerator and in a dark bottle. You want to make sure that you're trying to use more stable oils rather than the less. I don't even want to say that, because some of the less stable oils are powerful too. You just got to be careful with oils. As far as coconut oil goes, Coconut oil is a tremendously stable oil. I keep a jug of coconut oil in my pantry. I don't even refrigerate it, and it doesn't. I keep it for months, and it tastes just as good. You can tell when an oil oxidizes by its taste or by its color to a certain extent. It will start to oxidize even before you can taste it, but the real problem comes when it starts to go rancid, and you can usually taste or smell that. I personally wouldn't. I don't have a problem with coconut oil. So if you have any issues with, you want to know about coconut oil or any problems, you're going to have to talk to Dr. Wallach about that. Coconut milk, however, is not coconut oil, and coconut milk does have some pretty interesting nutritional components in it. So I don't know necessarily that I would stay away from coconut milk or coconut oil for that matter. Both of them are good sources of something called MCT. Medium chain triglycerides, and medium chain triglycerides are extremely effective for giving you energy. They're so effective for giving you energy that they're actually used as a prescription drug for folks who have malabsorption of fats. And we know many Americans are dealing with fat malabsorption syndrome. If you are one of those Americans, you're going to have a problem utilizing fats and getting energy from them. I used to work at the pediatrics pharmacy at University Hospital in Denver, and we had a lot of kids there who were unfortunately dealing with birth defects that affected their ability to absorb nutrients. And all of those kids were getting MCT oils in order to make sure that they were getting energy and getting fats into their diet or into their body, because they couldn't absorb fats out of their food. So coconut oil can be a wonderful source of these MCTs. Coconut oil is also got some antibacterial properties in it. Coconut milk is a little bit different, although you will get some coconut fat in the coconut milk, but it's not the same thing. It doesn't have the same problems, at least the oxidation problems that Dr. Wallach talks about. Does that help you at all, ma'am?
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. Yeah, coconut milk can really be a wonderful source of electrolytes. Calcium, magnesium, iron is in coconut milk, phosphorus, potassium. There's some great stuff in coconut milk. I think it's unfortunate to avoid coconut milk because you're worried about the fats in there, and even the fats themselves tend to be pretty stable. All right, let's see. Moving on. You know what, John? I lost my list here, buddy. Actually, we got to take a break. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with the rest of your phone calls at 866-582-9933. If you're on hold, Stephen, Sean, Hardy, Harriet, hang tight. We'll get to you when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to Brightside. We're coming back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, our number 866-582-9933. Thank you for joining us. If you want to learn more about the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program, go to my website, brightsideben.com, and take a look at the shopping cart. You can also click on the Join Now link if you want to get your products at the wholesale price or start a longevity business, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Pennsylvania. What's up, Stephen? How you doing? Welcome to the Brightside.
Hi, Dr. Ben. I really enjoy your show. It's really an education, and I want to really thank you for your efforts to help people.
I appreciate that.
I believe the longevity products are good products, and I'd like to sign up under your program.
Thank you. I'd love to have you.
Spoke to the lady there, but I need to discuss something with you.
Sure.
Okay. My question is the health supplements.
Okay.
For a lot of people out there, times are getting tough and things are getting rough.
Okay.
And to get people don't have a big paying job anymore.
All right.
The end of the month comes around and they're worried about food for their families and paying electric bills and their car payments. What is the most fundamental foods that people can get access at a fairly low cost? Maybe storage foods.
Veggies. Veggies, frozen veggies, if you really need to save money, they're ridiculously cheap. You can get a bag of beans, frozen beans, for $1 or $2. Beans also are good. They're a good food if you're worried about storing foods for emergencies. Beans are good. Canned beans are good, but they're not good, but they're okay. Dried beans, you can make your own soft beans simply by soaking them. But your best and cheapest source of nutrients are going to be veggies. They're filled with fiber. Or they're filling because they have fiber and they've got wonderful nutrients. Go veggies. Make veggie juices. Make veggie soups. Use salt and salt water to increase the satiety value of foods. Use salt to increase the satiety value of foods. Use salt water to improve your satiety. A lot of times we're hungry simply because we need salt. What else here is a good dense food? Seaweed is also good. Seaweed's wonderfully nutritionally dense and also filled with fiber, so it's also filling. Always mix water and vegetables together because it'll improve the your ability, your satisfaction, because the fiber will swell as it contacts water. But that's the best way to go if you're looking to go cheap and you want nutrient dense. Does that help?
Excuse me, I'm not talking about cheap food. I'm talking about nutrient foods that could replace, if necessary, products like the longevity.
Oh, okay, I see. I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to use foods to replace a nutritional supplement, for better or worse. Nutritional supplements will give you concentrated nutrients, which are very important. The downside to nutritional supplements is you're not going to get the cofactors that you'll get in food. And foods contain cofactors that make the nutrients more available, that make the nutrients more potent. You're not going to get those if you use nutritional supplements. So that's why, under ideal circumstances, you want to do both. I can't think of a food that's going to give you the same kind of nutritional value that a supplement will. But I can tell you that the most nutrient-dense foods, the most powerful foods that have the most nutrients in them, are going to be seaweed and sprouts. And algae is a kind of seaweed. Algae and sprouts are probably your two most nutritionally dense foods. Mushrooms are also a nutritionally dense food, although some people have problems using mushrooms. Let's see what else. Eggs are amazingly inexpensive, and they're powerfully nutritionally dense foods. In fact, egg, whey, algae, and sprouts are probably your four most important nutritionally dense foods. I'm thinking I didn't answer your question, though. Did that help?
I heard a lady one time on a show. She said that something was really great for the enzymatic activity, where you get the wheat berries. And you normally people wash them with two to three washes of water a day, and it makes sprouts. And, you know, the wheat sprouts are, the highest form of vitamin C.
All sprouts. It's not just wheat sprouts. It's all sprouts. A sprout is a food that has a powerful amount of life force in it. When you take a seed and you add water to it, that seed becomes an explosive form of life. And that's what a sprout is. A sprout is a germinated seed, a seed that has come to life. And indeed, whoever said that is absolutely correct. It's not so much the wheat sprouts, it's all sprouts. Alfalfa sprouts, broccoli sprouts, any kind of sprout is going to be a densely packed form of life. And as such, it's going to be filled with enzymes, it's going to be filled with vitamins, it's going to be filled with protein, it's going to be filled with minerals, it's going to be filled with fats, all of which are incredibly available, accessible to the human body for absorption. So whoever said that's absolutely correct. I got to move on, Stephen. I got a bunch of people I want to get to. If you have any more questions, either call back tomorrow and we'll get you up first, or send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Thanks so much for your call, Stephen. All right, moving on. Sean in California, what's up?
Yeah, my daughter was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what I should be giving her information about.
Okay. Ankylosing spondylitis, that's one of my favorite medical diagnoses, just because I like saying ankylosing spondylitis. Ankylosing spondylitis is nothing more than arthritis of the spine. Ankylose is Greek for crooked. Spondylitis means an inflammation of the spine. So you have an inflammation of a crooked spine that's causing inflammation. That's all that means. It's rheumatoid arthritis of the spine. So basically, when we talk about arthritis, we're talking about Alzheimer's disease of the joints, or when we talk about Alzheimer's, we're talking about arthritis of the brain. When we talk about acne, we're talking about arthritis of the skin. It's all the same disease. It's the disease of inflammation. So ankylosing spondylitis is an autoimmune disease. That means the body attacks the joints, it attacks the cartilage, it attacks the tissue that's in the spine. The question you want to ask is, why is the body attacking itself? What is going on inside the body that's making the immune system so jumpy and so hyperactive that it turns on itself? And you'll almost always find behind all autoimmune diseases, and I'm talking about multiple sclerosis, I'm talking about type 1 diabetes, I'm talking about Graves' disease or Hashimoto's thyroiditis, I'm talking about any kind of autoimmune disease, including rheumatoid arthritis and ankylosing spondylitis, I'm talking about all autoimmune diseases. The question you want to ask is, what is getting into my body that's turning on my digestive system? What is getting into my body that's making my digestive system my immune system so jumpy? And you will always find, almost always, I've yet to see a case where you won't find, some digestive issues, some foods that are triggering the immune system. The most likely suspects are going to be grains of all kinds, dairy, legumes, and eggs, although it could be any food. Those are the most likely suspects. So, Sean, You got to know that. How old is your daughter living with you, or is she older?
No, she's 22.
Okay. When she was growing up, did she grow up with you? Did she live with you? Okay. Did she have problems when she was a baby with milk or with bloating or with colic or any diarrhea or constipation when she was growing up?
No, not really. She pretty much ate everything.
Well, she could eat everything, but it doesn't mean she should be eating everything. No, I'm not asking if she ate everything. I'm asking you, did she have digestive issues? You may not know. You'll have to deal with the digestive issues. There's no, I've yet to see a case of autoimmunity with no digestive problems. As long as that immune system is jumpy. Do you know what I mean when I say the immune system, by the way, Sean, the defense system?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have a defense system that's supposed to attack the enemy. It's supposed to attack viruses and bacteria and toxins that are the enemy. But for some reason, your daughter's immune system is attacking herself. That means her immune system is jumpy and hyperactive, and that usually means something is getting in on a chronic basis over and over and over again over the course of months and years. Something is constantly, chronically getting into her body and turning that immune system on. And your job or your daughter's job is going to be to figure out what is getting into her body on a regular basis that's turning on her immune system. Does that make sense, by the way, Sean?
They have her on Symphony.
Stop for a second. I want to know if this makes sense to you. Something is getting into her body over and over and over and over again that is making her defense system active. It's activating her defense system. Does that make sense? Not, do you agree with it or not? Does that make sense? Is it?
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Then your next step is going to be to figure out what is it that's getting into the body that's causing that hyperactive response. Now, there's only three ways something gets into the body. Number one, it can get breathed in. All right, if that happens, you're going to have asthma, you're going to have some kind of respiratory problem. Assuming she doesn't have that, it's not a respiratory issue. The second way something gets into the body is through the skin. Well, that hardly ever happens unless you have a burn or you have a cut or you have a scrape. That's rare. The third place something gets into the body is the most common place everything gets into the body, and it happens to be where most of your immune system is located, and that is the digestive system through food. People, I can't say this any clearer. If you have any autoimmune disease, figure out what you're eating. Figure out what kind of foods are triggering your immune system. This is so, so, so important. And then use, by the way, Sean, if you're still listening, use digestive support. Probiotics, get on the nightly essence from Longevity. Ultimate enzyme with all your meals. Lecithin. Use vinegar, apple cider vinegar to activate the enzymes. Use bile salts, pancreatin. There's a zillion ways to Sunday to help protect the immune system using nutritional supplementation. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about acne. I'll tell you how you can use nutrition to prevent zits from forming in the first place. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.